Give it to me. Give me your deepest, darkest fantasies. Kinky confessions. Raw and real confessions from real kinky people. Welcome back, perverts. It's Beatrix with Kink FM Radio, where I run a popular weekly feature inviting listeners to record their kinky confessions to be played right here on my show. Are you guys ready for tonight's confession? I have to warn you, tonight's confession is super, super naughty. And it needs a little disclaimer. Tonight's confession, it is juicy. If you do not have an open mind, or if you are some sort of uptight, boring Karen type, go ahead and turn the station, because tonight's confession includes references to underage sex, lesbian incest. That's right, you heard that. Lesbian incest. And tonight's confession contains many inappropriate and illegal acts that may offend some listeners, but let me tell you, they are hot as hell. So, are you guys ready to get into it? Get your genitals ready, because I promise you're probably going to want to touch yourself vigorously. Now, without further ado, let me introduce our kinky sinner of the night. She goes by the name of Katie, who has one of the hottest confessions that I think this show might have ever received. And I'm not joking. I believe that you guys are going to love this confession. And as usual, all the names in the following story are made up to protect the identities of the real people involved. But the confessions are checked out and confirmed to be 100% real. It's just like the show opens with, kinky confessions are raw and real. Now, I introduce Katie. Hi, I'm Katie. I'm really nervous to tell this confession, but I've been pretty much masturbating a lot leading up to this, because honestly, it really turns me on to even just imagine that there are going to be people out there that get turned on by my story. And I promise every bit of this confession is real life. Absolutely. And I've been holding this secret in for too long. So first I'll give you a little bit of background on me. I'm in my early 30s and I'm a single mother. I have been for several years. And as of today, I have an 11-year-old daughter. We'll call her Josie for this story. She is in every way perfect. She is the cutest little girl, pale-skinned, freckled face, red hair. I mean, I'm so proud of her. I really, really am. And you know, mothers are usually biased, but I'm pretty positive that I have one of the most beautiful daughters in the whole world. But the other person you need to know in this story is someone named Bill. So Bill is the father of my best friend, and she is my number one best friend. We've been friends for a while. In fact, ever since I was Josie's age, and a little bit confession within a confession, I had a crush on Bill when I was Josie's age. I always, like when I would hang out with my friend at her house, oh my gosh, I was swooning secretly, like all the time. I just had the biggest crush on him. But even to this day, me and Bill's daughter are best friends. So there's a lot of times where I'm still around Bill, you know, for holidays or birthdays, we still see each other. Now, I should say that me and Bill have, we never did anything together. It was just a childhood crush that continued and still continues to this day. But here's where the real juicy part happens. So about 2 years ago, right before my little Josie had started to develop, you know, she was nine. So you know how nine-year-olds are. They're completely underdeveloped, flat-chested, and, you know, no hips, just a little girl. But around that time, I started noticing something. I noticed that Bill, my friend's dad, I noticed him sneaking looks at Josie. And at first I thought I was seeing things, like, I don't know, maybe in some fucked up way, wanting to see Bill look at my daughter the way I wanted Bill to look at me when I was young. But it was happening all the time. Anytime we were around Bill, he was definitely checking out Josie. And a normal mother would be disgusted, right? I mean, that's probably how I should have reacted. Like, how dare you look at my daughter? But I was turned on by it. Like, I wanted him to look at her, like, more. And it's really, I can't explain it. I really can't. I mean, like I said, I'm supposed to be grossed out by that, right? But I wasn't. And I don't know if it's because I have this lifelong relationship with Bill. Like I failed to mention earlier, like Bill is such a stand-up guy. He's so kind. He's always treated me like family. You know, we're that close. And he's not the type that you would picture if you were picturing an older man looking at a girl that's 9 years old. Like, I'm sure you're thinking in your head, some creepy pervert, you know, some loser or something. But that is the total opposite of Bill. So I, I'm so embarrassed to say this out loud, but I would literally dress Josie in more revealing clothes when we would be around Bill. I was trying to tempt him. Like, I went out of my way to buy shorter skirts, shorter dresses for Josie. I even bought, like, if it's even, I don't even think it's fair to say sexier panties, but made sure that her panties weren't like, you know, if you're a woman, you know, you have panties in your panty drawer that are used, you know, like that probably should be thrown away. And little girls are no different. But I made sure she was wearing, you know, cute little girl panties, making sure that her body was in tighter clothes. Like, I remember this one top I bought for Josie that was way too tight for her. Like, when she wore it, and it was like a white color. So when she wore it, you could see the dark coloring of her nipples, which looked so perverted because, you know, at that age, she was flat-chested. And you could see, like, her nipples would just barely poke through. And it worked. He was definitely looking more, but he wasn't doing what I wanted him to do. What I wanted to happen, I wanted Bill to walk over and whisper in my ear, "I want to take your daughter upstairs and molest her body in front of you." That's what I wanted. And I know that sounds fucked up, but if you knew Bill, like, you would know how safe it would have been, if that makes sense. I don't know. I know if I'm going to try to explain myself, it's not going to make sense, but I know what my pussy wanted. I mean, when I first started noticing Bill staring at Josie, I spent nights masturbating to just all kinds of fantasies, you know, what it would look like, Bill undressing Josie, us undressing Josie together. I imagined him molesting me when I was Josie's age, you know, sleeping over with my friend. I imagined taking Bill's cock and guiding it into Josie's mouth. I mean, I was masturbating to things I never thought I would ever masturbate to. But that's just how overcome I was. And, you know, it's really nice to talk about this out loud, because it's not like I could talk to my best friend about this. I mean, that's her father. And, I mean, you can't really talk about child sex with anyone. So, anyways, one day, I finally got the guts up. Maybe it was the beer. I mean, I was a little tipsy, but I got enough nerve to pull Bill to the side and confess what I knew, that I knew he was checking out Josie, and how I've been wanting him to. I told him about what I was masturbating, thinking about. And I told him that I wanted him to sexually enjoy my daughter. And if you're wondering, Bill's reaction was what you would think. He was shocked. I've never seen him look so shocked. And I had to just keep telling him over and over that I was serious. And I tried to not give him a choice. I told him that I was going back home and that I would be waiting for him in Josie's bedroom, that both of us would be down to our panties, me and Josie, and that we'd be waiting for him. I even, because I was nervous he would check it out. I mean, I know it's a big deal to ask a man to have sex with your 9-year-old daughter. But I did take a selfie with Josie in her bedroom with her pink Barbie sheets, me and her topless in our panties. I sent him the selfie and said, "We're waiting on you." And he came over. He did. He did give me a suggestion or a request, I should say. He wanted me to direct what happened because that's how Bill is. He's so respectful and polite, and he didn't want to cross any lines and make me mad. So, and I was totally fine with that. In fact, that's kind of how I wanted things. I mean, that's what I was fantasizing about when I was masturbating. So the first thing I had them do was kiss. I watched Bill, a grown man, make out with my 9-year-old daughter in his lap in her childhood bed. It was so sexy. I probably could have came right then and there, but I wanted more, of course. I directed him on how and where to touch Josie, touching her on her flat chest, her adorable little girl tummy. He touched over her little girl panties. I had her turn over, and he groped her little ass that he had stared at so many times. And I'll be honest, I mean, I had fantasized about him fucking her for sure, but it was a little, like, nerve-wracking, right? I mean, I didn't want Josie to get hurt or whatever, and big deal. So that first night, you know, we taught her how to lick his cock. It was so sexy. I had Bill get between Josie's leg and lick her little child pussy. And instead of going all the way that first time, I definitely wanted his cum on her little 9-year-old body. So I had him jerk off right in front of her, like between her legs. And she watched him with such amazement in her eyes as he squirted his spunk all over her little bald pussy. I mean, some of it even squirted up to her chest. She was covered. It was incredible. It was everything I wanted, but I also wanted more. And that wasn't the one and only time, trust me, not at all. He came over many, many times, and we did the same thing where I directed him. I eventually got up the nerve to have him penetrate her. Just barely. I mean, she's 9, you know? Like, I don't think she could take that much. But it was so, so hot. Watching her itty bitty. I mean, that thing is so tiny. And I definitely wanted to guide it inside of her. I guided his cock head to her little slit, and we opened her up slowly. He had, like, most of his cock head in, and I just took my hand and jerked his shaft while he stayed implanted inside her little pussy and begged him. I mean, I was begging him to bust a nut inside my daughter. It was... Sorry, I'm turning myself on. You know, I would say that I have a thing for cum. I love men's cum. I love everything about it. And it was just so amazing. That first time we had him, you know, push his semen inside of her pussy. And the hottest part about it was, you know, telling him that Josie was only 9, that she can't get pregnant. I mean, just saying that out loud. Ugh, so hot. But our relationship, the three of us, really blossomed. I mean, we had the best time together. And, you know, the relationship kind of changed a little bit for good. I mean, it wasn't bad. I think we all kind of got comfortable with each other. And it kind of just organically changed to where Bill kind of took over. I wasn't in charge anymore, and I was happy for that. Because remember, I had a huge crush on Bill. So whatever he wanted, I would do without, you know, any say. I would do whatever he wanted. I had this need and want to, you know, me and Josie be his submissive sex toys. But the first time he really took over, oh, it was so hot. He came into Josie's bedroom. That's where we always had sex, in her bedroom. It just was more naughty that way. But he came in and his demeanor was different. Like, he was so aggressive. Like, he came in knowing what the fuck he wanted, and I loved it. He came in, told both of us, me and Josie, to get undressed. And I gladly did. Now, I wasn't really involved until this night, so keep that in mind. It was mostly me just kind of, you know, I would touch Josie a little bit or touch Bill, but it was mostly about them two. But tonight, he directed me and Josie on how to have lesbian and sex together. And I'll also add in that Josie had turned 10 around this time. And she really was, her body was slowly changing. Like, she had just a little bit of barely plumpness in her chest. I feel like her body was slowly filling out in a very feminine way. And I definitely thought she was just sexier. Like, the more she developed, so it wasn't too much of an act or anything for me to have lesbian sex with my daughter. I mean, I thought she was sexy. And Bill told me exactly what to do. I ate my daughter out, and it was addicting. I'll just say, her little preteen pussy was so addicting. I craved the taste of her. I really did. Bill had me rim her even. He had her do the same to me, and oh my God, looking down and seeing her young little face just devouring my pussy. It was just, oh my God, I came in my daughter's mouth, and it was one of the most mind-blowing orgasms I've ever fucking had. Oh, and Bill was just touching us all over during the whole thing. Bill had us do, you know, like lesbian 69, where Josie was on top of her mommy, me. And I was just, oh my God, I was eating her out so fucking hard. Oh, and she was just like, little girls don't really eat the best pussy, but there's something extra sexy about the way they just barely lap at it. Incredible. I mean, and Bill kind of taught me how to really use her. Like, he told me to put my hands on the back of her head and just really push her against my cunt. Oh my God. I learned to really love that. Grinding against Josie's pretty little face. Mm. But what I love the most is I love performing for Belle. I loved pleasing him. And most of all, anytime he would have me fuck my daughter. You know, after he'd watch our display of incest for his pleasure, he would fuck both of us so hard. It's like it fueled him and turned him into this sexual beast that was just, I mean, I'll never forget, he said he loved how Josie's pussy was easier to slide into with mommy's saliva in there. That mommy's saliva was the best lube. Oh, God. And so now, Josie is 11, as I mentioned at the beginning. And, oh my God, she's so fucking hot. I have loved this end of the preteen stage, you know, where she's starting to hit puberty. Fuck, because for one, her body has just developed. She's got these little budding breasts and her pussy is still like a child's bald. But she's got this cute little ass now. Not that it wasn't cute before, but now, you know, it's like, I don't know. She has developed so fucking sexy. And so now, I mean, Bill is still in the picture. And we have just really settled into this rhythm of hardcore. I mean, it is hardcore. Hardcore fucking sessions. And it's now like a threesome. Because we started, like I said, with very light and, for lack of a better word, polite molesting and fucking. Now we fuck like porn stars. I mean, we've turned Josie into a sex fiend. She's always starving for our sessions. And not just for Bill's cock. I mean, she loves Bill's cock. She wants it inside of her all the time. But she's even has the same craving for her mommy's pussy. I mean, it's gotten to where me and Josie fuck even when Bill's not there. We can't help it. But I always send Bill videos and pictures. But we definitely, when we have just mommy and daughter sex together, we're definitely talking about Bill, wishing he was there, performing for him on, you know, on video. But we do the most fucked up, crazy things. We've gotten to where Bill will throat fuck me and Josie like you would see on porn. I mean, we're just ropes of drool come out of our mouths. And he just holds us by our heads and forcefully throat fucks us. I mean, when he's doing things to Josie, I love and he also loves me. I kind of take on this aggressive, like, accomplice role, telling him to rape my daughter, to fuck her unconscious. It hasn't happened, but it's just a dirty talk that turns us on. And I love the fucking beast he becomes when I talk about raping my daughter. And Josie loves it too. I mean, she loves acting like a little rape victim. I know it's fucked up, but I mean, that's how kinky the three of us have become. I mean, just like last night, I don't know what it came over me, but I wanted to kind of tie Bill down to the bed, and me and Josie, we just like rubbed our cunts until we squirted all over him. It was so fucking hot. I mean, just the bed was soaked. He was soaked. And my mommy cunt juice and Josie's child squirt. Oh my God. And we teased him relentlessly. We wanted to use him like a toy, and we did. Josie hopped on Bill's face and just rode his face like a fucking maniac. We peed on him. We would be fucking him, his face, his cock, and then we just pull off and just pee on his cock, pee on his chest. Josie peed in his mouth. We're like animals. And the best part is that Josie loves it too. Her and I can say without any doubt, are so addicted to Bill's cum. Josie's become quite a cum fiend like I am. We love it all over our face, on our bodies. I particularly love licking Josie's body that's covered in Bill's semen. I spit it into her mouth. I give her a facial after I've cleaned it off of her body. Just imagine that. An 11-year-old girl, sexy as fuck, licking cum off her hairless young body. God. It's insane. I mean, we're doing anal now. I would say that Josie loves fucking anal. I love it too. We are absolutely the biggest anal whores for Bill. Anal turns me into some crazy fucking fiend. And after he has brutally fucked and destroyed Josie's asshole, I beg for him to fuck my mouth. Like, I beg to taste my daughter's ass down in the back of my throat. I beg him to deep throat fuck me after he's been inside of her ass. Oh, God. Mm. And I could go on for hours talking about our crazy threesome of lesbian incest and child sex trio, but I think my time is up. But I will end by saying that both me and Josie are pregnant, and we couldn't be happier. We are just like, I think, a couple weeks apart from each other, so it's been so fun to go through this pregnancy together, and even more fun to fuck together during our pregnancy. Oh my God, because I love reminding Bill when he's inside my pussy or Josie's preteen pussy. I love to remind him that his semen has grown inside of us. Fucking love it. Before I get off track again, that is my kinky confession, and thank you so much for listening. Wow. I mean, wow. Did I not tell you that this was going to be one of the hottest confessions you've heard here on my show? I want to thank you, Katie, for providing us with one of the sexiest stories we've heard. And personally, I want to tell you that I am absolutely jealous. I think you've unlocked a new kink for me. So thanks for that, Katie. And all of you perverts, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you had many orgasms to our kinky confession tonight. Give it to me. Give me your deepest, darkest fantasies. Kinky confessions. Raw and real confessions from real kinky people.